Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav, 10:6, the last Mishnah of the Perek, and we'll discuss a hodgepodge of different halachas here. The basic structure of this Mishnah is that there are a number of things that Rabbi Eliezer is going to say is an Isser d'Oraisa, and the Chacham will say no, all those things are just Aser because of a Shvus, meaning an Aser midrabanan. And here the Mishnah says, Hanotel tzipornav zu bezu. If a person clips his fingernails, I'll call it, but he uses one fingernail to tear away the other fingernail, that's how he cuts his fingernails, obashinav, or he uses his teeth instead of his other fingernail. So the point is, that is not the normal way of doing it necessarily. The normal way would be with using like a tool, like a clippers, a nail clippers are the equivalent. But as we'll see in a moment, Rabbi Eliezer holds that is sufficiently normal, so that if one does it, he will be over the Isser d'Oraisa. And the malacha here we're talking about here is gozes, that's the av malacha. Gozes, you'll recall, is shearing sheep, etc., to obtain wool. And the idea there is the basic idea of gozes is every time you're removing material that grows from a living animal, like hair or fingernails, etc., so then that will be gozes. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that this is sufficiently normal to be chayev midoraisa, meaning chayev achatas for gozes. Now, you right away have to ask yourself the question, why would you be chayev midoraisa when it seems like it's a melacha shein tzrich legufa? That is to say, you'll recall, melechas machsheves requires that you're doing the melacha not just in the form the same way you did the melacha in the Mishkan, like cutting hair or nails, but also in substance you're achieving the same end, meaning it seems the substance of the goof, the essence of what you're doing when you're doing gozes, is obtaining hair for the sake of spinning it into wool. Here you're not interested in obtaining the fingernails, you just want to clip them off. So that should be like a classic melacha shein tzrich legufa, the kind of same way that removing a dead body or from a home or trapping a dangerous animal, etc., is not a melacha that's tzorach leguf, it's rather ein tzrich legufa. However, and indeed that's true, according to Tosfos, that is indeed the case. So if you didn't want the fingernails, it would indeed be just a derabban, and it must be, according to Tosfos, where you would, let's say, want the fingernails or something like that, which is a little strange. But most Rishonim learn that indeed this would be a tzorach for the guf, clipping your fingernails is potentially a malacha d'oraisa, even if you don't want the fingernails. And the reason why is because it seems that there was another malacha, and that was the malacha that was involved in removing the hair from the animal hides to prepare those hides to be part of the covering of the Mishkan. And as one obtained the hides from the tachashim, etc., you would have to remove the hair from those pelts. And so that being the case, beautifying the pelt is a tzorech, is the actual part of the substance of gozes. And that being the case, the same way removing hair is to make the and beautify the pelts as usable hides, so to removing hair from the face would be a way of beautifying the face, and clipping the fingernails is a way to beautify the fingers. And that being the case, would be tzorach leguf, and therefore many Rishonim, or most Rishonim, learn that way, and that indeed this is a d'oraisa because it's nothing to do with enot tzorach legufa. Okay. V'chein, says Rabbi Eliezer, sa'aro, if you're cutting your hair and you're ripping out with your, like ripping the hair out, as opposed to clipping it, or using teeth, etc. V'chein tzafamo, if it's your mustache, you're clipping a mustache by ripping the hair, or by using teeth, I guess. All those things, v'chein zakano, or your beard, all those things are sufficiently normal that according to Rabbi Eliezer, one would be chayiv midorais and chayiv achatas. Okay. Other things, we're moving to other things besides gozes. V'chein hakocheles, a woman who uses essentially what we would call eyeliner around her eye. So according to the Bar Tanura, Rabbi Eliezer holds that's an Isra d'Oraisa as a tolda of kosev, a ksiv of writing. The Shulchan Aruch goes with other mefarshim understand this would be an Isra of tzoveya, of dyeing, because it resembles, it's your coloring the eye, the surface of the eye, like painting it. Indeed, so that's the halacha would follow that latter approach in truth. That the Mishnah Berurah Tzedek says the issue of tzoveya. The difference being that if you're writing according to the Mishnah Berurah Tzedek and most, not like the Bar Tanura, if you're writing a symbol, a meaningful symbol like a letter, that's kosef. If you're coloring the surface of something, that is going to be tzoveya, dying. So kocheles here, using eyeliner, is according to Rileaz already in Isra d'Oraisa. V'chein haposekes. See, I'm sorry, I skipped. Darn it. V'chein ha-godeles. I skipped, I'm sorry. Before kocheles is godeles. Godeles is braiding the hair. So he holds that braiding hair, really for etymological reasons, is considered to be kind of like building bone. You recall that building is taking disparate parts and combining them into one. So something like that is happening here too. You're taking disparate, you know, parts of the hair and bind them to a single braid, a plait. So that is going to be considered to be, according to Eliezer, going to be deraisa of told of bone. And as for v'chein ha-pokeses, is separating the hair, like doing a part down the middle into two halves, like as girls, I say squirrels, school girls do, etc. So that would also be considered to be like building. It's kind of like the same idea, according to Eliezer. So in all those cases, Eliezer is mechayev, and the chachamim, osher mishum svas, the chacham say all those things are only forbidden, midurabanan. In other words, they say when it comes to clipping fingernails, using your nails to clip your fingernails and tear away nails, or your teeth and sangles with removing hair from your head, or your face, your beard, your mustache, all those are only a shinui, and therefore also only midurabanan. And as for the braiding, they say it's only midurabanan forbidden, as a like rabbinically like resembling building. Same with part in the hair. As for using the eyeliner and the kocheles, again, really, since you're not really making a meaningful mark, you're not really dyeing the surface, you're just sort of, you know, you're painting on with a fingernail, with a like a pen or whatever that is equivalent, it's only resembling, and therefore it's only all these things are all the usar midurabanan. And the halacha is like the chachamim, meaning all these things are only usar midurabanan. They're usar across the board, but they're only usar midurabanan. The next part of the mishnah is a new topic here. We're talking about hatolish me'atzitz nakuv. If one uproots a plant that's growing in a flower pot and the flower pot is perforated. So in general, the rule is when it comes to perforated flower pots, we consider them to be as if they're planted directly into the ground. So if you have your whatever, some wheat or your petunias, whatever it is, and you want to pull them out the ground and they're inside a flower pot with a hole in it, even if there's no roots going from the flower pot into the ground directly, since they could pass through there, and it's considered as if the flower pot's contents are nourishing from the ground beneath it. So therefore, your chayev, meaning your chayev achatas, is or deraisa. Visheinu nakuv, on the other hand, if the flower pot is not perforated, it's your pater, meaning you can't do it because it resembles the malacha. This is going to be a told of kotzer, of harvesting. But since it's not actually attached to the ground, it's only a midurabanan. Rabbi Shimon poter bezeh bezeh. Rabbi Shimon says in both cases you're exempt. Rabbi Shimon says across the board when it comes to things growing inside of flower pots, even if there's a hole in the flower pot, it's considered to be not longer attached to the ground. Therefore, you're totally isra derabanan. Fine. Halacha doesn't follow him. He would even agree, however, if you had a flower pot that was like buried into the ground, so it loses its status as a kli, it sort of butts to the ground, you would be chayev. And there's actually machlokos to Rashi Tosos about what containers need to have perforations, and whether it's if wood or like terracotta or earthenware flower pots need to have perforations, or if they're already considered to be attached to ground because of their porous. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that one has to be choshesh, that both kinds of containers, meaning a wooden or an earthenware container, even if it doesn't have holes in it, may indeed be considered perforated anyways, and you'd be over the Isra d'Oraisa if you would, but perhaps if you would detach a plant that's growing inside such a flower pot.